Atomic. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Splashing round in our shoes through a creek.
It's not cold as it.
just the same. So tonight, let's scroll through old pictures of people and places we've known, and wonder how the days pass so quickly as life seemed to slow. And it's true, something's changed, and it's hard to explain, but I'll keep this feeling tucked safely away for the rainy days when life seems so heavy. This feeling of now, when we were light as the clouds, 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 when we were light.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year. Now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you. Badgley on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Let Me Try Again. I'm always worth a second chance, especially when it comes to talking these days. Botticelli started this hour off with Seasons in the Sun. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second hour of this week's SRE. Good to be with you on Tube City Online Radio. Let me try again. Tube City Online Radio, WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, of course. And here we go with this segment, known as Let's Go on a Road Trip. This week we are heading, actually we are in Pennsylvania, that's where I do the show from, a state rich in colonial history, rolling farmland, and some of the strangest roadside attractions in the country, including Roadside America. But that's not on the list today. Now today we stop in York, PA at the Haynes Shoe House. It's a house, it's a shoe you can live in, just like a little old lady with so many children. Built in 1948 by the shoe salesman to promote his business, and he even put his image in a window on the door. This 25-foot-high boot-shaped house has become a roadside icon. Today it's open for tours and even offers ice cream. If you've ever wanted to walk a mile in someone else's house, this is your chance. Moving on to Ortona, Pennsylvania, which I have never heard of. It's one of those small towns like Bird in Hand or Jim Thorpe. But anyhow, it's probably close by to there because it's right outside Gettysburg. This is called Mr. Ed's Elephant Museum and Candy Emporium. It isn't just a candy store. It's home to over 12,000 elephant figurines, from plush pachyderms to peanut tins. Mr. Ed's collection has to be seen to be believed. That's easy to say. Plus, their fudge is legendary, so trunks up. I thought Mr. Ed was a horse. I guess he was into collecting elephants. Anyhow, if you've been to Bedford County, Pennsylvania, you probably know about Gravity Hill. There are a couple of those around here as well. Is it magic or is it an optical illusion? Because at Gravity Hill, cars appear to roll uphill when left in neutral. Who tries this? To find out, right? The truth lies in the landscape, but the fun is real. It's a rite of passage for most Pennsylvania road trippers, and a spooky one at that, where it seems like your car is moving uphill on its own. While you're near Gravity Hill in Bedford, Pennsylvania, visit the Coffee Pot, the 1920s lunch stand shaped like a giant percolator, although I thought they tore it down. I could be wrong. Originally a gimmick to draw in customers, it has been preserved as a retro photo op and roadside relic without the caffeine. In Oaks, Pennsylvania, the American Treasure Tour is calling this collection eclectic would be an understatement. It's a warehouse packed with player pianos, vintage cars, circus art, dolls, animatronics, and pretty much every quirky collectible you can imagine. If it lights up, it makes or makes noise, it's probably here. And yes, it's open to the public. How about that? And finally, right here in Pittsburgh, it's Randyland. This is a place I need to get to at some point. It's on Pittsburgh's north side, but it's a technicolor explosion of joy and is part art installation, part outsider museum, and all heart. Created by Randy Gilson, an artist, a local artist, Randyland is made of salvaged items and painted walls that celebrate hope and community. It's impossible to visit and not smile. So there you go. There are some things around this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, one of four commonwealths in the country, and along with Massachusetts, Virginia, and Kentucky. So there you go. We're one of four. And if you want some candy or some elephants or a goofy roadside stop, come to Pennsylvania at some point. We'll welcome you with open arms. All you have to do is dream about it, though. Here's the Klebanoff Strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. That ends on a pretty deep note there. That was Bert Kempfert and the orchestra. Why can't you and I add up to love? Well, I guess you can't subtract it. Anyhow, Andre Previn before that with Like Young, Frank Jaxfield with Sweet Talkin' Woman, and the Kalibanoff Strings with All I Have to Do is Dream. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is where we have Floyd Kramer and Candyman.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Marriott. On Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, Yesterday Once More. Love that tune. Henry Mancini before that with Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Frank Chaxfield with You're the Love, You're the Love, You're the Love, You're the Love. It is now time for Strange But True Stories, the odd, offbeat, and bizarre stories from around the globe, written here for you. Yes, beginning with Vidor, Texas, or Vidor, Texas, I don't know which. School maintenance workers with the Independent School District sprang into action when they discovered a raccoon with its head stuck through a hole in a campus dumpster. After cutting through the metal, they freed the animal and offered it water before releasing it. The district praised their team for handling the situation with compassion, patience, and a whole lot of creativity, according to them in quotes. Just another day of in the life of behind-the-scenes heroes. Wow. Undisclosed in Canada, in a strange twist of science and time, a baby was born from an embryo that had been frozen for a record 30 years. I had heard about this. I bet you have too. Making it the world's oldest newborn on record, which seems kind of crazy because, well, anyhow. Researchers say the embryo had been frozen cryogenically and had been cryogenically preserved and kept viable through meticulous lab conditions, defying expectations and setting a new benchmark in assisted reproduction. That's very nice, but still. Also undisclosed, pigs may be smarter than we give them credit for, and apparently quite profound. A viral article this week shared a stack of bizarre and fascinating pig facts. Piglets are born able to walk and trot. Sows typically have a two litters a year, and they spend nearly a third of their life sleeping. Who knew that our muddy friends were so biologically well-designed and well-rested, right? Poole, England, at the UK Dog Surfing Championships held in Branksome Dean Beach, daring canine human teams shattered three Guinness World Records during their Dog Masters Festival, among them the fastest 50-meter paddleboard sprint by a human-dog pair. More than 30 teams competed before 4,000 delighted spectators with live music, fancy dress contests, and beachside cheer. And finally, in the Everglades, Florida, conservationists have deployed solar power toy rabbits, complete with heat sensors and cameras, to detect invasive Burmese pythons slithering through the Everglades. Lovely. The robotic bunnies serve as early warning units to alert field teams of nearby snakes. Officials call it high tech with a dash of absurdity. Just a dash, really? You won't find them in the Smoky Mountains. Here's Lexie Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.